Hey y'all, it's your girl Who Swirls, Chris Carrison from Beyond Black and White, coming at you on location in my favorite winery, Lorimar. Cheers, you guys. This is their Chardonnay. So I'm going to do a question of the week, but I told them that I would give them a plug because this place is not only just a really nice little boutique-y winery and vineyard. It's they've got good wine here. It's a fun little getaway. The views are amazing. And right now it's harvest season. September is harvest season. And I have been swiping these grapes. I've been filling my purse with these grapes because some of these grapevines are just filled with grapes for decoration. So they're just like turning to raisins on the vine. And I'm like, there are children starving in Africa, okay? These grapes need to be eaten. So here I go. They're so good, you guys. It's so yummy. They taste like grape jelly. They're so, so good. They're in use in some wine. I don't know which one it is, but they're so good. The only down thing is that they have seeds, but you can eat the seeds. It's not like a grapevine is gonna start growing out of your belly button or something. Go ahead, eat the whole thing. That's so good. And then you can pair it with the Chardonnay. See, you got food and wine pairing. Yummy. It's actually really good. So it's got these really deep purple grapes, super sweet, with the dry Chardonnay. All I need is some brie or something, and I will be set. I don't even have to cook dinner tonight. Yummy. Okay, enough of that. And let's just move on to the question of the week. This is about dating profiles, having children. You know, how's that working out? Is it possible for me to date and mate interracially if I have children? The short answer is yes. The more complicated answer is it depends. So I'm going to go ahead and read this question to you, and then I will give my take on it. Hi, Crystalline. I've been following you since you created the new Beyond Black and White page. She's talking about the new Black and White Facebook page, with, by the way, has almost 28,000 fans. Way more than we had when the page initially got shut down. So thank you, fans, for resurrecting Beyond Black and White on Facebook. Okay, let me first say that I am African-American woman with 1 7-year-old child. I have not been with or seen the father of my child since our child was 3 months old. After things ended with my child's father, I stopped dating altogether. I've never dated outside of my race. Yet, after speaking with my parents, aunts, and a few uncles, I was encouraged to do so. After reading your book, Swirling, I'll put a link to that at the bottom because, you know, shameless plug, I decided to give the online dating a try. I signed up, and so far, I haven't received anything. After looking at your video about women with 3 children seeking a mate, I felt bad. Does having a child truly take me out of the dating race? Should I remove my online profile? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I haven't seen this woman's online dating profile, but I'm going to assume that if she's been out of the dating game for about 7 years, she's not really knowing what to put in her dating profile. So I'm gonna just speak in terms of generalities and what I know works for getting the attention of the male species on online dating profiles. The first thing is, you need to have good pictures. You need to have pictures of you smiling and having fun, like what I'm doing right now at the winery, drinking some wine, sipping some Chardonnay, smiling, enjoying myself. I'm looking like I'm a carefree girl. I don't have a worry in the world. I am, I'm open and I'm nice. So that automatically attracts a guy. So here's the number one thing. When you do your pictures, make sure that you reveal the best part of yourself. Even if it's the part of yourself that you're not quite there yet, maybe this part of yourself that you're striving for. Maybe you're not the most confident person in the world, but you're striving to be confident. So maybe you put a pose in there and just pose. Like you're confident. But not cocky, but just confident and sexy and fun. You know, show that you're not afraid to dance in the middle of the vineyard. Show that you're not, you know, afraid to be open and be loving and affectionate. These are all things that are really attractive to men. Are looks important? They're always important. They're important to me. They're important to you. They're important to pretty much everybody. Yes, there are people out there who are more cerebral, but for the most part, to attract a man online, the first thing to do is make sure that your pictures are on fleek. Now, that does not mean that everything about you has to be polished. Look at me right now. My nails are chipped. I've had already a glass of wine, so maybe I'm not as articulate as I might be had I been completely lucid. But I'm still having fun and I'm enjoying myself and I'm loose and I'm happy and I'm open. So these are all things that you can communicate through pictures because pictures tell a story. So what are the pictures telling about you? Are you trying to be sexy, but it's coming off as mean? Like I see a lot of black women who try to do the sultry look like this. And they end up just looking mean, like pissed off. You can do sultry, but then you also need to be smiling. Like for every one sultry pose, you need to have like three smiling, happy poses. Next rule when it comes to pictures, no pictures with guys. I mean, it's sexist. Studies have shown that men who take pictures with a bunch of girls get more views, get more likes, get more attention, but it goes the other way with women. It's totally sexist, and I know, but it is what it is. So I'm trying to help you out. I want you to get a date. So I'm gonna give you the truth, whether you know it's legit or not. So the truth is legit. The fact that it's sexist is not legit. Okay, so moving on, in terms of your child situation, it's unfortunate that you haven't seen the father of your child since your child was 3 months old. From a mom to another mom, I am so sorry right now. I really want to give you a hug. That has got to have been a hard situation. That has had to have been, a lot to deal with and shoulder with for 7 years doing it all by yourself. And, my hat goes off to you because it is a difficult situation and it's extremely sad when a parent can walk away from a baby that's 3 months old. It's very sad. So I do empathize with you and I'm sorry. Now, that said, there are also some positives to the situation that you are in right now. The positive is that you won't have any baby daddy drama. That child is yours and yours alone, which makes it a little bit more appealing to a man who's coming in and may have some sort of reservations about co-parenting with a dad who may or may not be salty about his influence. So from that perspective, it's almost like you're a widow, because there's no father involved. So that actually works to your advantage in terms of being a single parent and dating, because they don't have to deal with, you know, a man coming in and saying, "I'm the father, and how dare that child call him daddy, and I'm the daddy," and blah, blah, blah. They don't have to deal with that. He's not there. That's not an issue. So I want you to be at least, I mean, if we're going to look at the positive thing in that, that's something that will work in your favor in terms of when a man contemplates whether he wants to take this on. Secondly, the fact that you have a single child, you don't have, you know, a lot of different kids. Now, I will say this, I see a lot of successful couples, and I've seen black women with amazing guys, and there was one just recently, Mazen Lee, and I'm gonna make sure I tag them on this video because I want them to put their two cents in, and I'm gonna actually send them an email because I want you to be encouraged. Maze had one child from a partner that she met in college. I also had a child that I had in college. But she got married and had an additional three, got divorced, and now she's married to Joe. He calls himself Lee, and they have a beautiful baby boy, and together that makes five kids. And I have to say, they all look spectacularly happy. So I want you to get out of your head that you're not gonna find somebody. I think that if you have it in your head that you're not gonna find anybody, you're not gonna find anybody. So I want you to be encouraged. And to the other women who have found love, who've had children from previous relationships, I want you guys to chime in too and encourage this woman and give her advice, because we wanna be a sisterhood on this channel. We wanna support each other, and we wanna give advice, and maybe there's tips that I won't mention that maybe you can include, that we can sort of work together and build this together, okay? All right, so moving on. If you have not gotten any hits on the dating service that you signed up for, my first recommendation for you is to reevaluate the dating service that you're using. Now, I preface this to say that I am the brand ambassador for Interracial Dating Central, interracialdatingcentral.com, and frankly, I've seen a lot of success stories, especially a lot of single parents who have come together and met on that forum and married and walked off into the sunset. We just did an entire event with a fan of the blog Beyond Black and White, who went on Interracial Dating Central, met his wife, and she was the mother of two boys. So, and she lived in Detroit. So, and I can vouch for the guy she married. He's a stand-up, wonderful guy who absolutely worships the ground she walks on. They are absolutely adorable, and she's as sweet as she can be. So, again, that's just throwing it out there, wanting you to be encouraged. So, I would definitely reevaluate the dating service that you're using, but I also want to make sure that you are not just using one dating service, that you're using different ones. So I mentioned Interracial Dating Central, but you know what? I've also done profiles of people who have met and married people on Plenty of Fish, which is an absolutely free service. So if it's free, sign up for it. I say do a paid service, and then sign up for every free service. Just sign up for all of them. Make sure that your pictures are in order, and understand that men don't need to see a whole lot of walls of text. They want to see your picture. Don't show your kid. Mention your kid. So you have a 7-year-old kid that you're raising alone. The father's not in the picture. However you want to say that, you say that. That also, but I would just protect your child at this time, and not have pictures with your child, and also just you know, be careful of what you're asking for. I need a man with a good job and good credit, and he needs to go to church with me. And does that sound fun at all? Like, be flirty. Be like, I want a guy that I can tease. I want to have a guy that I can have some wine with. I want to meet a guy that makes me want to look into his eyes all night. That's what you got to do. You got to be alluring. That is the key for online dating. You need to, this is like a marketing package. You guys really need to make sure that you refine the marketing package. You know what? I've been doing this coaching forever. I almost feel like I need to like let this be like a side business, because I feel like with my experience with photography and with communications and with writing, I could put together a whole lot of pairings. I really could. Maybe I need to think about that over another glass of wine. But I want to just tell you, I just wanted to tell you to stay encouraged. It's absolutely not impossible. Actually, you're in a really good situation. You are absolutely dateable. But I want you, aside from all of the other coaching that I've said right now, I want you to work on you. I'm sensing that you have a lack of confidence. I'm sensing that you're feeling like, oh my God, really? I was just about to turn it off, this moped over there. I'm sensing that you're feeling like you're not gonna measure up. And whenever you have that feeling that you're not gonna measure up, you put out that same energy. So I'm also gonna put in another plug for my friend Matthew Hussey. He has a whole video series called Get the Guy, and it's gettheguy.co.uk/BBW. We work together, we do a lot of stuff together. I would not advocate his work if I didn't believe in it. I've been working with him for years and he's absolutely amazing. I'm gonna provide the link below so that you can check it out if you want to. Now, I think that there needs to be some work inward here right now. There's gonna need to be some preparation that's happening in here, as well as the preparation that's happening on the page on that online site, or those online sites that you're gonna sign up for tonight. You're gonna sign up for at least 4 online sites tonight so you can start getting responses. Part of the reason why, you know, the most common reason why people don't get responses is because they don't have pictures, or their pictures are fuzzy, or they don't look welcoming and open. So you want to make sure you want to just look amazing. You want to just look like, life is wonderful and beautiful. That's what I want you to do. But I also want you to really know that in your head. So I think there's gonna have to be a lot of internal coaching. You're gonna have to turn off that thing in your head, that little voice in your head that says, nobody's gonna want you. You have a kid. Nobody's gonna want you. You need to turn off that thing in your head that's gonna say, why are you even bother online dating? Because nobody's gonna ever click on your. You need to shut up that person in your head that's telling you all that negative stuff, so that you can make room for all the amazing things that's gonna come your way. And this goes for everyone else who's listening to this video who has the same question for me, because I have some variation of this question at least once a week. So this is all for you. This is all for you. This is for me. Cheers. And if you guys have a question for me, you can reach me at Christelyn, Christelyn, at beyondblackwhite.com. Toodles. Cheers. Where are those grapes?